you can measure your closeness to your Creator and enjoy the freedom to the degree that the next moment in your life, when you realize the word resentment, resent not evil, is the word resentment has replaced, I'm replacing it for you. It's a better synonym for a translation than resist not evil. And be still and know, you put those two together, be still and know, realize that resentment is your Achilles heel. And once you start to resent, you start to hate, start to fall, and the door opens for the mischief to get inside you. And then you are now have conflict with your God, who you now think is the enemy, and to whom you make an excuses. And when you make an excuse, who the hell you're making excuses to? Or who the heaven you're making excuses to, see? So you have to learn to recognize that God doesn't talk to you in words, He talks to you in just knowing. It's a code of knowing. It's a codex of some kind, but it isn't verses and chapters. So when you open a book, all it is a witness to what you've kind of forgotten in the rush and bustle of emotions and life. See? So you have to be in the world, but not of it. See how nicely these things come together? I'm in the world, but don't try to screw with my brain. You in big doo-doo. Pardon the expression. You're in big trouble. You try to mess with my brain in your everyday life. You try to do a little whammy on me. I'm watching. And I'm watching, and you feel watched. It's like, when you do that to me, it's like telling a dirty joke and no one laughs. See? And you feel crushed. And crushed you should feel. Because you're not going to crush me. See, I hold this, that's where I hold steady.